All right, so famously the other day, Volkswagen in Chattanooga, Tennessee voted, what was that, on Friday, to unionize, first time into the South. We'll get into some more of those because I think there's something with Mercedes-Benz in Alabama coming up. But also, GM sales numbers are out, GM's earnings. So let's find out how things are going with Mike Whalen, our pal from CNBC Automotive. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
So which one you want to do first? Let's talk about, is it Mercedes-Benz that the plant in Alabama? I think it is.
UAW won an election to organize the Volkswagen plant. About 4,300 workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The most surprising thing was that they won by about a margin of 73% in favor, which was just outstanding compared to other organizing drives as well as the union's own contract voting. So this is a pretty historic win for the UAW in the South, and it's part of a drive to organize 13 non-union automakers in the U.S. Others include Tesla, Lucid, and pretty much anyone you can think of, and then comes Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz workers in Alabama are set to vote next month on organizing with the UAW, and it's just kind of the next organizing drive, next step in the union's plans to organize all these plants. And honestly, the pace it's coming is unprecedented with the union. Usually these drives take months, if not years, to organize.
Wow. So this will pretty much, will this be a sweep through the South? What, and I mean, I mean,
That
that
is a
sounds, it
very
sounds
good
weird, but
term. That is a
yeah,
very
that
good
sounds
term,
weird.
but I don't think it's going to be that easy. Volkswagen, I mean, they have been trying to do it for decades, and they're coming off the record contract with the Detroit automakers, which helped them quite a bit. And the corruption is largely the investigations and everything are over, and they're trying to move past that. But I wouldn't call it a sweep in the South just yet. Volkswagen, they had already established a union down there. They had a union hall, that is, for other workers as well. They had two votes in the past decade, so everyone was very familiar with the UAW. It's a very different story in Alabama, Georgia, and other places where the union hasn't tried to organize yet. So the consensus is that VW was kind of the easiest way to go for the first one, but the next one are going to be likely more difficult.
It's kind of like though once the it's the I am I saying it right? The dominoes will fall. I mean, once the precedent is set, and the others go like, okay, well then they did it, so let's us do it.
Yeah, I mean, people
That's
like
kind of
to
the way it
join different
works.
movements. Yeah, and that's actually what when President Fain of the UAW was giving kind of a speech, a victory speech toward the end, someone yelled, "The first domino to fall," and that's kind of what they're banking on. They're banking on the organized movement to kind of continue, as you said, sweep the South, which is a very good term that I might use in an article,
You know what? I'm
but
going to give that to you.
a
You can have that just because I'm your friend. All right? You don't have to pay me.
We will see how quickly they can go from here and just how much pushback or opposition there is in Alabama. For the UAW vote in VW for Chattanooga, there wasn't that much opposition. 60 governors, Republicans from southern states, kind of opposed the union, but it was the day before the election. But it wasn't the amount that we saw 5 and 10 years ago, where there was much more organized opposition. This was not, the opposition just wasn't there as much, and we'll see how it goes in the other states.
All right, let's talk GM numbers. We're going to pivot now. We're going to switch around. Let's talk GM numbers a little bit.
Now, GM
Go.
did sweep Wall Street's earnings expectations. They outperformed the revenue expectations and earnings per share. What really comes down to is the North American operations. The North American operations just killed it. Mainly truck sales and SUVs, those big full-size SUVs and pickups, and those offset losses in China and other global markets. So GM right now says it's still chugging along, doing great, but there are some worries about the international markets. But at home right now, they seem to be doing pretty well. And for your workers out in the Lansing plant, that's good news for them because the profit sharing payments will be better than they were expected to be.
And they got to be a little worried about this whole, there was only just a few months ago, I would have said the push to EVs, but that fizzled so really fast, I think. Is there a second wind on EV coming?
Yeah, I mean, the EVs are still coming out. GM expects to produce between 200 and 300,000 EVs this year. So it's not any small amount. But what happened was the EV transition or the EV revolution is more like an EV evolution. People, once we get past the first adopters and kind of people who wanted EVs, they completely underestimated the amount or the ability or the know-how of people to want to change from gas vehicles to EVs. And what we're seeing now, EVs are still going to grow. The sales are going to grow, but they just aren't going to be at the pace, at the rate many thought they were going to be just a few months ago. So that's really what we're looking at for the EVs. The sales rate is going to be much slower, much kind of prolonged than many thought. Again, my argument has been generational shift. I always have felt that that's needed because you need people with Teslas and other EVs on the back of their phones growing up. Like I used to have a 911 and like a Mustang and a Camaro on my wall.
Oh, yeah. You think kids are going to be having an EV poster on their wall?
Not on their
wall. Is that what we've become?
On their cell phone.
Oh, on your cell phone. Come on. Is that what because we were muscle, man. We were power. We were strength. We were noise. I want noise. I want that.
This is tech.
Now it's tech.
And that's kind of, if you talk to any person, they want a Tesla, a lot of them, when they're in high school and they can't afford it. So then they might get a lesser EV. And then when they do have the money, they'll get a Tesla or they'll have a Hummer EV in the back of their wallpaper. the EV revolution, much more of an evolution at this point right now. But GM earnings overall just knocked it out of the park again nearly every single quarter for the past 4 years.
This may not be in your wheelhouse, but this whole idea of electric stuff. Well, we've had electric lawnmowers forever, but I saw this thing yesterday. It came up on my feed. It's an electric lawnmower that's basically a robot with a blade on it, and this it's like what's that the Zumba vacuums? It's like that, only it's a lawnmower, and you program it in with an app on your phone. Basically, you sit on the deck and have a nice cold beverage, and you go like, go ahead. And it goes, how soon before we get from that to like farm tractors probably too, I bet. They're doing like drone farming and stuff, aren't they?
John Deere already has the autonomous tractor. I'm not sure. I believe it's for sale, actually. I did cover agriculture for a slight bit for an article last year. Agriculture is actually a growth area, they believe, for the autonomous technology because it's far more controlled than the roadways and with people. Regarding the autonomous lawnmower, as someone who watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with my children a couple weeks ago, if you remember, they actually had a remote control lawnmower. And that was, almost 40 years ago now that got released. So, that's the pace of technology at this point. We were dreaming of a remote lawnmower 40 years ago in a movie, and we're kind of close to being there, but maybe for probably a very pricey purchase.
Yeah, I would think so. I this whole thing that came across my feed, it was for franchises, for lawn companies, you would have a whole fleet of these things and just the robots would drive themselves off of the trailer and off they go. And it's just like, it's like a bunch of soldiers. You just go forth and mow. And away they go. It's weird, man.
I think anyone who had a Roomba or a Eufy or whatever vacuum on their house knows that they aren't that good at guiding around things or, always picking things up. So I think the lawnmowers might not be that autonomous, but I don't know. That is something out of my purview, but that would be nice.
You need to. Oh, you got one of those. I said Zumba. I don't know, whatever that is, a dance, I think. What's a Roomba? You got one of those things?
I've got one brand that's an off-brand, and I mean, with all the stuff that my kids leave all over the floor, it tends to get stuck more than it does clean. So,
how's it doing, Legos?
Not well.
Well, the tech is coming. The tech is coming. All right. Mister, I'm not mowing my lawn. I'm letting the robot do it. There's something about getting your hands on that vibrating piece of machinery, blah, 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 and getting out there. And that was a good lawnmower impersonation, by the way. All right, Mike.
That was my first job. I know what you mean. I'm 12 years old.
So now your first job is going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to show up with my app and put the robot out there. There I go.
Oh, boy. All right, Mike. Hey, get out of here, you knucklehead. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
I'll see you, man. 1320 WILS. Yeah, do kids put car posters on their walls anymore? All my kids are past that stage. My son actually put foreign money on his walls. He used to collect it. I don't know. And then if they're putting the car posters on the wall, are they electric vehicles? 1320 WILS.